Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, September 15th. Coming up, the late Clarence Shelley was known for building community between faculty and students at the University of Illinois. We'll hear more on the life and legacy of Dean Shelley in an interview with his daughter. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar has died. The Republican led the state from 1991 through 99. IPM News' Brian Mackey has more.
Edgar was a fiscal conservative, but moderate on social issues like abortion. He was also relatively popular, unlike many of his successors, two of whom went to prison and two of whom were defeated for re-election. Shortly before leaving office, Edgar told public radio listeners how he wanted to be remembered.
I would hope that people had trust in me, not always agreed with me, but felt that, I was trying to do my best and did a good job.
Edgar was a lifelong Republican, but broke from his party as it was taken over by President Donald Trump. Edgar had been getting treatment for pancreatic cancer. His family says he died Sunday morning in Springfield at the age of 79. I'm Brian Mackey.
Edgar's leadership was not limited to the governorship, Mawa Iqbal reports.
Jim Edgar had led the state through much of the 90s. After serving as Secretary of State for 10 years, he became governor in 1991, where he greatly increased K-12 education spending. Al Grosbol had worked alongside Edgar for over 50 years.
Number one, he thought that if you're a public official, your job is to solve problems and not push them down the road. And number two, your job is to help people. If you're not helping people, then what are you there for?
Edgar later went on to found the Edgar Fellows Program, which trains emerging leaders in public policy. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
In a statement, Governor J.B. Pritzker said Edgar was a model public servant. In a Facebook post, Republican Mike Bost of the 12th Congressional District said he will forever value Edgar's friendship and service to Illinois. You can read more about former Governor Jim Edgar at ipmnewsroom.org. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar has died. The Republican served from 1991 through 99. He was moderate on social issues, but his fiscal restraint prompted critics to call him Governor No. Edgar was raised in Charleston, Illinois, and was the last governor elected from outside the Chicago area.
We would have all the meetings with the four legislative leaders trying to resolve the budget and other legislative issues. I often had to remind them there was another part of Illinois called downstate.
Edgar has identified with the Republican Party since childhood, but stepped away as it moved toward President Trump. Edgar had been in treatment for pancreatic cancer and died Sunday morning in Springfield. He was 79 years old. A ceremony was held in Champaign yesterday for the unveiling of a street honoring the late Dean Clarence Shelley. Shelley was known for his role in Project 500, which recruited students of color to the University of Illinois. IPM Student Newsroom's Adrian Reitz reports on the gathering of family, friends, and community members.
Alicia Gilmore Catching was among the many speakers at Sunday's event. She's the founder of the U of I's Black Alumni Network, and says she first met Dean Shelley when he visited her high school.
Even as a 16-year-old, he was impressing upon me the importance of excellence. Not just excellence in school, but excellence in everything that we do.
Among the other speakers, Shelley's daughter, Dana, who finally got a chance to see the sign for herself as the ceremony was winding down. She walks over to the corner of 6th and John Street with her sister, Pamela Elise.
Wow.
They hold each other, looking up at their father's name against a bright sky.
I can see the look on his face. He would, I don't even know if he were here, I don't know if he would come to this, because he did like stuff like this.
But he then also, for those who knew him best, would look at you with that little smirk and that smile, like, of course I deserve this, and more.
I'm Adrian Reitz, IPM News.
Firefighters in Champaign County say residents should avoid open burning due to drought conditions in the area. The County Fire Chiefs Association says open burning poses a fire hazard as forecasts show dry weather is expected over the next couple of weeks. According to the National Weather Service, the next week will have sunny skies with highs above 90 degrees. And state climatologist Trent Ford reports an ongoing drought is intensifying in central and southern Illinois. River levels have lowered due to a decrease in rain, worsening soil moisture and crop yields as well. Still to come, the late Clarence Shelley was known for building community between faculty and students at the University of Illinois. More on the life and legacy of Dean Shelley in an interview with his daughter. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 92 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 60 degrees, a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 58 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 91 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, civic education is an essential part of democracy. Teacher and writer Lindsay Cormack argues schools are not up to the task, which means parents have to take matters into their own hands. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with Cormack about her book, How to Raise a Citizen, next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The late Clarence Shelley played a pivotal role in bringing more Black and Latino students to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. The initiative to diversify the U of I campus, known as Project 500, began in the late 1960s following the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Earlier this year, a portion of John Street was designated Honorary Dean Clarence Shelley Way as part of Champaign's Honorary Street Program. The street sign was officially unveiled yesterday. IPM Student Newsroom's Adrian Reese spoke with Dana Vickers Shelley to learn more about the life and legacy of her father, Dean Shelley.
So before Project 500, so in 1967, only 372 of the over 30,000 students at U of I were Black. Thanks to Dean Shelley's work, over 500 Black and Latino students joined the student body in the following year. Can you give me some insight into how significant that was for the time?
Think about how Champaign-Urbana and many communities were, and many universities were at the time. Many programs that in the 21st century we completely take for granted, in 2025 we completely take for granted, weren't even in place, weren't even considered at the time of Project 500. Through that program, students who were in Chicago, East St. Louis, from cities in the South and various communities across the country saw an opportunity to learn at an excellent university. And Dean Shelley brought both his educational background, brought his humanity, brought his leadership to the campus itself. So he was able to act as an advocate for the students, act as a connector to faculty and administrators at the university, and made a huge difference. But over the course of five decades, Clarence Shelley interacted with, led, supported, advised students from all parts of the campus, LGBTQ+ students, students with different learning styles, students who were indigenous, students from different places and spaces.
Dean Shelley's story has made the history books, but you knew him as a person, as a father. What was it like having Dean Clarence Shelley as your father?
We learned a lot. My sister Pamela and I learned a lot. We were very fortunate. Both of our parents were educators. Our dad, Clarence Shelley, was an English teacher in high school, the high schools in Detroit, before becoming a counselor at Wayne State University. Our mom was an elementary school librarian and, in fact, a graduate undergrad and master's level in library science. And so from both of them, we learned to be curious about the world around us, to be prepared to engage with people from different experiences and backgrounds, and to want to read and create and make a difference in our communities. They both advocated that, and our dad was very keen on making sure that we had exposure to a variety of experiences and opportunities, particularly when we moved to Urbana-Champaign with the university being there.
What do you hope future generations remember about Dean Shelley's legacy?
One of the things that his former students have shared and share with our family over the years and recently is how Dean Shelley would ask people as they were at various places on the campus, do you know where the library is? As a subtle encouragement to go to the library to study. So when I think of libraries and my dad's legacy, I think of places where people learn about the world around them, learn about people who are not like them, learn about leadership, and take their curiosity to newer heights than they might have ever imagined, and take their own personal and professional journey to new places where they can make a difference.
Dana Vickers Shelley, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you so much, Adrian.
That was Dana Vickers Shelley speaking with IPM Student Newsroom's Adrian Reeds. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Brian Mackey, Arjun Tucker, and Adrian Reeds. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.